Moving on, an Egyptian panel tasked with drawing up the new draft constitution has approved an article that forbids the formation of religious parties. The document says any political party founded on a, quote, religious basis will be prohibited. The ban was in place during longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak's rule. The panel says 138 articles of the total 247 articles have been approved. If adopted in full, the charter will be put to a popular referendum early next year. Rights groups say the new charter strengthens the military. Muslim Brotherhood supporters accuse the military-backed government of having anti-democratic tendencies. They say the proposed amendments are contrary to the goals of the 2011 revolution that ended decades of dictatorship. Let's talk to Press TV's Karim Gamaluddin, our correspondent there. Karim, what is the general public opinion about the new constitution, especially when it is in contrast with what the revolutionaries were after?
Yes, Hassan, indeed it is expected that it will trigger further unrest and further protests in a country that has already been gripped by protests and political turmoil since the army toppled Egypt's first democratically elected leader, Mohamed Morsi, on July 3rd. And as you just mentioned, the recent article, the latest article that has been approved by the constituent 50-member constituent panel, or that has been voted on in the final process, banning the formation of religious parties, is also expected to further escalate the unrest in the country. And because, as you know, Hassan, following the 25th of January revolution that ousted former dictator Hosni Mubarak, the first post 25th of January parliament encompassed the majority or those representing the parliament were from the Islamic parties, and then the presidential elections, Mohamed Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood candidate, won the presidential elections, and the Islamic parties are very popular among Egyptians who are religious by nature, Hassan, and are tending to vote for parties with religious or based on a religious background. And also another article that has been finalized, Hassan, the voting process in the lower house of parliament, according to the 2012 constitution, was one-third of the seats went to individual seats, and two-thirds went to parties lists. But now it's the other way around. In the post-coup constitution, one-third will be represented. Parties lists will represent one-third of the seats, and individual seats will represent two-thirds, which gives the opportunity for those who are in power or that have money to win the votes, and also giving an opportunity or paving the way for the remnants or the falul of the ousted dictator Hosni Mubarak's regime to re-enter the political life, which they have been excluded from due to the or as a consequence of the revolution, and that the according to many observers, they have ruined the political life in Egypt for the past 30 years. But what we're seeing now, Hassan, according to the developments on the ground, and according to the draft article or the articles of the draft charter, it is merely the return or the revival of the previous regime that is Hosni Mubarak's regime that is working under the stewardship of the military council and the country's de facto ruler, General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, to counter the revolution and to crack down on the Islamic parties or the Islamic stream that has won the majority of seats in both the parliament and also won the majority of votes
right. In
Egypt's first post-revolution presidential election. Yes, Hassan.
All right, Press TV's Karim Gamaluddin, correspondent reporting from Cairo. Thanks to Karim.